The following is a presentation by YSN, your sports network.
All right, Potter Nation, we are back. Back-to-back nights here at the beautiful Potter Fieldhouse for another home game against the visiting Harrison Central. They were here Saturday, and Anson Wigan and Rob Kelly had the call for that game in a shootout here at the Fieldhouse in the Buckeye Ain't consolation game. Joined once again tonight, Anson Wigan. He is here live, and talk to me about Saturday's game, Wigan.
So Saturday's game was a very interesting game, fun game to watch because Harrison Central, I was told coming into the game, the Huskies were a high-flying, you know, prolific offense. Golden State Warrior-like, going to get a lot of possessions. They maximized their possessions. They didn't, you know, come up any short of the billing. The difference was that I was told they were going to run the Potters right out of the gym and beat us by 20 with no problem. However, the Potters, you know, were able to weather the storm. They were able to keep it within 5 to 6 points the entire game. I believe the wheels started to fall off early in the third quarter, midway through the third quarter. Coach Conley, believe it or not, slowed down the bleeding with a technical foul. Harrison Central made the free throws, opened it up to 14, but that was the largest lead. The Potters then went on a little bit of a run and cut it down to 5 points. But Harrison Central, every time, answered the bell. The Potters, you know, came strong, and like I said, every time they answered the bell with none other than a three-pointer. At halftime, Harrison Central had 44 points on the board. I know the coach was an analytical gentleman because he was standing right in front of us, giving us a lot of good sound bites. And I know he wanted to maximize his possessions. I know he wanted at least 30 to 35 points first half. He had 44. 24 of those were via the three-pointer. Most of them came from the senior number one. You'll hear his name a lot tonight if you're listening to the broadcast, and if you listen to it, Caden Arbaugh, the leader of the team, the one senior. There's another senior. I can't quite remember which one it is, but you'll hear Caden Arbaugh, and then you'll hear number 12, Kobe Mitchell, the dynamic freshman, the diaper dandy, also poured in 22 points, six three-pointers. I believe they finished with 16 three-pointers against us Saturday night. It was a good game. The Potters stayed in the game. They were just a couple possessions away from, you know, turning the momentum. They made the run because it's a game of runs like we talk about all the time. But Harrison Central just had the answer. Evan Stein, number 10 for the Huskies, was integral part being on the boards. Chance Hersey tonight will handle the ball. He won't take a lot of shots. Number 2, Logan Elliott, will come off the bench. And the minute he comes off the bench, he's going to the arc and he's putting it up. So you're going to see minimum 33-pointers tonight unless they absolutely change their game plan. And the Potters are not. They're sticking with the 1-3-1. So you'll get to see if it was a hot shooting night or whether the Potters are just going to adjust their 1-3-1 and have the answer for Arbaugh tonight. Because I was tired of saying Arbaugh's name Saturday.
Nothing more exciting than a game with a lot of good outside shooting, and hopefully tonight they don't shoot as well, but we get to see some good shooting on both sides of the ball.
And it was a very unique, interesting dynamic, too. The three-pointers came from the corners.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Left side down here, right side down, or no, left side, yeah. Both sides.
So they run the swing offense to perfection. That, you know, for everybody out there that's basketball knowledge, the guy that runs the baseline and gets to the opposite corner, he did just that.
Folks, we're going to take a quick timeout. National anthem by the East Liverpool High School Choir.
right. And as we were standing there with a good rendition by the ELHS choir, you know, the one thing that came to my mind was a Saturday afternoon matinee affair. No school. Plenty of time to get up here. Today's school.
Yep.
A long bus ride if you've ever been to Harrison Central High School.
Oh, yeah.
is out there.
It is out there.
Worse when you got to go to Jewett to play in the middle school gym. So you got that to look forward to. Hopefully they play here the year that. Well, they'll get you 1 year. One of the 2 years we're making the drive, but maybe that'll slow them down because Caden Arbaugh probably got off the bus ready to play basketball because I thought he practiced here all week. Cause the way he walked in and just shot the lights out real quickly. The one difference X factor for the Potters. Peyton Reed, I said Saturday, would have been nice to have Peyton Reed to spot plug in there a couple times because he brings a lot of emotion to the ball game. He was unavailable. He is available tonight. However, our other emotional leader,
Nick Woodyard,
I guess went down hard in yesterday night's game.
He did, yep.
Which I was not at. I did see. I kept track of it on the YSN website, the Yale Hoops website, while I was at baseball practice. And the Potters looked like they, again, kept it within shouting distance, but just could never look like they were always down 10.
Right.
Never get inside.
Could never cut it. Bob Kelly just forgot to say all you Potter fans off your seat and on your feet.
Oh, boy. Well,
maybe new tradition starting tonight.
He was just anxious to get the Potters announced. So for the first time in 25 years, R.H. Kelly forgot to give us the famous catchphrase of the Potters as Jalen Moman is in the starting lineup tonight.
He's relaxed tonight, that's for sure.
He is in his comfy. So, hey, a much better crowd, even though it was a Saturday afternoon
game. You missed a great crowd here last night. Now, Kinsey Gymnastics performed at halftime, so it brought some extra people in. But there wasn't a lot of blue seats on the other side of us open last night. So,
good deal.
So, same starting lineup we've had here over the last week or so. The only change is with Woodyard out tonight.
Yeah, I always lose my paper. I really don't need it. I know their names probably by heart. Every time I stand up for the national anthem, I tuck that paper away somewhere. Who knows?
I don't know what happened there, but last night we started we started with a funky jump ball where Moman got it on one side of the coin. And is it in your pocket?
Like, no, that's it. These damn jeans now, these skinny jeans now, they can't get anything in your pocket.
I like these ones because they stretch.
I thought maybe I folded it up, but
so a quick tip. Violation on Harrison Central. Potters will inbound on the far side
just,
of us.
Usually they just re-jump. So I can tell you number one, Caden Arbaugh, 12 is Kobe Mitchell.
Wigan, what in the world did you do with your roster?
No big deal, I don't know.
Number three, I'll tell you who.
Three is Hersey.
Hersey, yep, that's right.
Stein's 10, Evan Stein, you'll call his name a lot. So I can let you run with it in the first half if you want here. You can get familiar with these names.
Here we go, O'Hara. Off the tip violation, Potter ball, O'Hara right side, dribble drive, slides there. And good pressure by Harrison Central, and quickly a steal out front. That's Hersey. We just talked about him. He's going to get the easy layup. That's Harrison Central, 2-0.
Yeah, Hersey don't put up a lot of shots. He handles the ball, runs the offense mostly, and he gets out and creates a lot of pressure defense.
O'Hara cut backside on the right side there, and they missed it. But here we go. Central's going to get it out, and it's going to be back to the Potter ball. O'Hara ran down the right side there, and Browning had his back turned, and he was wide open. So Potters dodge a bullet there.
And we're without Coach Clifford tonight, who gave us some quality soundbite entertainment on Saturday. Good young coach, outpatient surgery, so good luck to him on the recovery. If he's listening at home, I don't know.
I did give the one coach the link to the game, so maybe Coach Clifford is watching. So O'Hara, left side, heavy pressure. By
Isaiah Browning,
Harrison Central.
Up.
There's Trayshawn Jackson for three, in and out, and tipped and into the hands of Harrison Central. Gets it quick out to Arbaugh. Arbaugh inside to Hersey, and that's going to be a jump ball. Good call there by the official, and it'll be Harrison Central ball.
Yeah, he was hustling down the sidelines to get there. Harrison Central does get it out quickly and run, just like the Potters were doing out of Beaver Local. Off the rebound, they look to run quick.
Inbound to number four, Caden Dalton. There's a shot in the corner. Look at this. Smooth as butter. Caden Arbaugh. You said it, Wigan. We're going to say his name a lot tonight. He's a shooter. O'Hara handling the ball up front for the Potters.
And that was actually good defense by the Potters. He just had a very quick trigger with a guy in his face. A lot of contact, and he still drained it.
O'Hara with the ball. Dribble drive. Looks inside. Nothing there. A lot of heavy pressure. Good look inside to Browning. Good pass back to Moman. And there is Arbaugh with the block. They going to get it out?
Arbaugh, the senior leader for the Huskies out of Harrison Central, showing it at both ends of the court. There.
Harrison Central, heavy pressure. Jackson up top, gets it inside to Browning. Good pass
great
by Trayshawn Jackson. Hey, led Browning.
Trayshawn Jackson did everything but make the bucket there. He set Isaiah Browning up on a platter beautifully, and there's a three-pointer quickly at the other end. It rims in
and out.
Trust me, that won't discourage them from putting it back up. I believe that was four in your program. I don't know his name. He is a new face. He wasn't here.
Heavy pressure by Harrison Central. O'Hara with the ball right side, handoff to Roach.
Four's the other Caden. Can't remember his last name.
Caden Dalton. Otters looking to get something going here. Jackson, another great pass inside to Browning. And Moman loses
Moman.
A pass from Browning. Browning should have just went up with that. Good tip there by Roach on the other end as the freshman for Harrison Central gets it back, and they're going to look to fire it up here. Number four, Dalton, from about 13 feet, no good. Rebound by Moman.
Moman's going to have to come out of the game real quick here. He's in the wrong position a few times. He made
big block by O'Hara inside, but there's the freshman, Hamilton.
So it's the presence that Moman's showing on the boards, on the possessions there.
Going to be two shots. Good call there by the official. Moman, Roach goes to the lane, patting
him on the arm there.
And had him held as he went up for the shot, and Roach will be at the line for two shots. 7-2 Harrison Central.
So the Potters are attacking the inside. Moman and Browning better be ready if that's going to be the game plan for a lot of touches. Moman's shaking his head right now because he knows a couple times he's got the ball and he's made the wrong decision, but it's early in the game, so you got to shake that off quickly, just like a running back. Fumble in the first quarter, got to forget about it because
it's
coming right back to you.
Shake it off, kid. Roach's second foul shot is up and good. Missed the front end of that two-shot bonus. 7-3 Harrison Central, 5:08 to go first quarter. There's a 13-footer by Dalton, and it's good. A lot of pure strokes on this Harrison Central team, Wick.
Yeah, they got a lot of shooters.
Trap there, gets out of it, gets it to Browning. Hand off to Jackson, back to Roach. Left side, Roach to the lane. Jump stop.
That's
nice
a good move.
Rebound inside by Moman. Lays it off the glass.
Way to get your head back in the game. Get a good solid rebound. The shot by Roach was good. It just did not fall. Moman cleaned the boards up.
Here is the freshman, Long, with a three-pointer. Jackson has good positioning, but there's the freshman, Kobe Mitchell, following it up. 11-5 Harrison Central.
Did he get his own rebound?
Wow. Good job by Hamilton there to intercept the pass, and it's coming the other way to Harrison Central. There's the senior leader you talked about, Arbaugh.
Yeah, he wants it back.
He does. He wants to fire.
Yeah, he even when he's moving with the dribble, he's looking for his shot every time.
There's Dalton.
The Potters are chasing. Caden Dalton, a non-factor in the game on Saturday. Obviously, the Potters have forgot about him in this quarter, and he's made his way, and his presence felt quickly.
Good pressure there by Harrison Central as Arbaugh knocks the O'Hara pass out of bounds. Moman will head to the bench. Peyton Reed checks in for the Potters. Good to see Peyton Reed back.
So here we go again. Same story. Second verse, same as the first. 13-5. Potters need to weather the eight-point lead and not let it get any bigger. Try to keep it in single digits.
Jackson over to the freshly inserted Peyton Reed right side. Gets it back to Roach at the top of the key.
Peyton Reed running the route down the baseline. It hit three or four times. I was watching him. I missed the call up top. Apparently an offensive foul.
Yeah, fouls on Isaiah Browning for an illegal screen. The assistant coach, who's now the head coach tonight for Harrison Central, as we talked about, was bickering at the official trying to get the call, and it worked.
Yeah.
He got it. He got it.
Peyton Reed would disagree. He was getting crushed as he was running around the baseline.
There's a three-pointer attempt. A quick outlet pass to Jackson. Back to Roach. Roach. Follow-up by Browning. Look at the defense by Central.
Oh, good hustle by Browning, but then he just loses the ball right back to the Harrison Central defender.
Here comes
Arbaugh. Fire that up, trust me.
long. Whew. No good. Here comes Roach the other way. Tip, pass, and it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Potter ball.
Yeah.
Harrison Central's looking for the home run pass interception here.
Yeah, Harrison Central definitely, when they get the rebound, they look to push. And if they don't have the quick layup, they're going to kick it out for the quick three-pointer. The Potters are looking to do the same as well.
Freshman Mitchell back in the game for Harrison Central, okay, along with Tyler West.
Able to get the ball underneath. They were just unable to convert.
Good move inside by O'Hara. Off the glass. No
ball.
Good job by
Isaiah
Browning. Way to battle inside.
Hey, that's probably the matchup I would try to, you know, show a little bit there is O'Hara versus the freshman. I know he's a freshman. He's dynamic on offense, but go see what he's got on defense.
Good positioning by the freshly inserted Tyler West, and that's a Harrison Central bucket. It's 15-7. It's back to 8 points. Browning picks up a foul on Arbaugh. That's huge. We'll take as many as we can on Arbaugh, right?
He doesn't foul too often. In number two is coming in your program. Fires up a three as well.
That's Logan Elliott.
So don't.
Yeah, you said he comes off the bench, and he's going to fire it up. Potter's inbound, Reed to Roach at the top of the key. Heavy pressure by Harrison Central.
I would try to work it over here to O'Hara against the freshman, Kobe Mitchell.
They go for the pass inside to...
off his leg. That's Potter basketball.
And it's Harrison Central basketball. Ooh. I did think he got a hand on that as O'Hara or Roach, somebody tipped it as he was going away from the fast break. But,
because O'Hara was going this way, the ball went that way.
Right, changed directions. Law of physics. All right, here we go. Harrison Central with the ball. There's Mitchell, top of the key. He's going to pop it.
Oh.
No good. Air ball. Tyler West. Browning gets away with a foul.
Yeah, looks like he might have got him on the arm there.
And the coach here, he thought the same thing as, are you kidding me, just came out of his mouth. So Potter,
not quite the animation that we received Saturday afternoon's game with Coach Clifford. I love Coach Clifford. He was fun to watch. He'd be fun to play for. He'd be my kind of coach if I was still playing basketball. Unfortunately, I'm probably older than he is, so I'm announcing, and he's coaching. O'Hara's attacking the freshman.
Jackson with the ball. Into Roach. They get it back. O'Hara right inside. And bucket good. Potter's cut it to six. They're weathering the storm, Wigan, like you said.
Weathering the storm. They need to sandwich a defensive stop in here, and there he is. I told you, off the bench, they're firing up.
Oh, long
rebound.
Nobody
boxing out. Caldwell fired up as well.
And Harrison Central, a little cold tonight from outside.
They had to go to school today.
That's right. It's cold out. Big snowstorm on the way. Roach to the lane. Nice move off the glass.
Beautiful attack.
Potter's cut it to four.
You've got to attack like that, and he gets the kiss off the glass with 1:30 to go.
Smooth as butter. Gabe Roach.
Nate Conley trying to spur on a defensive stand right here, and they get it.
Same
team. Oh, my goodness. Come on, you two.
Good call there. That was off Elliott for Harrison Central. Be Potter ball.
Browning and Jackson attacking the ball, and somehow Elliott sneaks in and tips it out, so the Potters will... Here we go, full court pressure. All 10 guys on the one side. Peyton Reed breaks deep. He's wide open. He's not wide open.
Interception by Logan Elliott.
Him into that.
Three-pointer in the corner. In and out. Rebound by O'Hara, and here come the Potters. 1:08 to go, 15-11 first quarter. That's going to be a foul.
And that's a big difference in the ball game. Turnover, they made that three. Turnover, they made the three.
Right.
And every time we'd get it to four, we'd have a turnover. They would make a three. It would go to 7-10. It was so discouraging because the Potters never quit. I mean, they fought the entire game, just couldn't crack it. 1:05 here to go. We'll see what happens.
Good attempt for a steal there by West. Roach kicks it out to Peyton Reed for three. No good. And here comes DeJuan Caldwell the other way. Kiss off the glass, and it's good.
Bucket.
Smooth bucket there by DeJuan Caldwell. And it's 17-11, Harrison Central. 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. O'Hara with heavy pressure.
Got to beat the press with the pass.
Gets it over to Reedy. Reedy's going to get it to corner to Jackson. Good head fake by Jackson. Good look inside.
Yeah.
It's going to be a foul.
The freshman, Kobe Mitchell, on the back of 24, Isaiah Browning. Is Jackson wanted to pull the quick trigger, a little head fake, a little shoulder fake, and then made a beautiful pass inside to Browning.
Browning was in
good position.
Yeah. Jackson was setting up shop down here in the left side. A little earlier pass might have been a good look for Trey.
O'Hara was under heavy pressure. He gets it to Reed. Reed finds Jackson. We'll get that three. They'll draw it up.
Technical foul.
I think the freshman may have.
Yeah. DeJuan, here's what happened, folks at home. Here, DeJuan Caldwell is guarding Trayshawn Jackson as he's inside.
No warning.
That's a straight technical
foul. Can't touch
the ball. Cannot touch the ball. So Jackson will go to the line off the technical foul for two shots.
You don't see that every day.
No.
We've seen a couple
different things here tonight, I guess you could say. So Jackson to cut it to 5, and he does. Makes the front end of the two-shot technical foul.
So Jackson converts on both. It's a two-shot technical?
Yep, two-shot technical. All technicals are two shots.
Okay, good. So Evan Stein will check back in the ballgame. Caldwell and Stein's length gave us trouble on Saturday as well. Caldwell was on the schneid. Clifford, he wasn't quite getting the defensive effort he wanted out of him. 35 ticks, Potter's the ball.
Reedy in the corner from O'Hara. Spin move, and that's going to be a foul. That's body. Listen, this coach is going crazy over here, but if the kid goes flying 7 feet into the Harrison Central cheerleaders, there must have been a little bit of contact there.
Yeah, you can block the basketball, but you can't get all body
right.
The backside of you, or that's going to be a foul. I would argue that call as a high school kid, too, because I made the block.
Right.
But the kid's laying, they're drawing a chalk line on him. He's laying on the ground.
So Peyton Reed, welcome back, kid. Makes the free throw, and it should be 17-14. Second one is short
and out of bounds.
Wait a
Did Browning touch that basketball?
It's supposed to be 17-14. It's supposed to be 17-14. Who did? I know, but Jackson
there
made both.
There we go. It's up there.
Okay.
Somebody's on it. They heard you.
There's the freshman for Harrison Central, Kobe Mitchell.
Yeah, that's a frustrating three-pointer that happened all too many times to us the other night.
Here comes Torma. Fast break for the Potters. Good look inside to O'Hara.
And he gets ran over.
That's going to be on Mitchell.
Because O'Hara is – the Potters, the one thing they do well that I know we try to coach the youngsters on is use the head fake because – the Huskies get up above the rim and they'll block your shot, so the head fake's paid dividends so far. O'Hara convert on two of these, cut it down to 4, and the Potters got to be satisfied with that out of the gate.
34 points scored here in the first quarter. The pace is high here in the field house tonight.
And I believe the Huskies have only poured in 1 or 2 3-pointers. Arbaugh and Mitchell each have 1.
Arbaugh and Mitchell, 2 3-pointers for Harrison Central. O'Hara's second one is long, and here comes Dalton the other way. 2-1. He's going to fire it up.
Good if it goes.
No good. So
he was actually able to give a head fake, get his feet set, and he was a factor in the first half. Caden Dalton in the first quarter, I mean. Because he had... Wait a second.
He had more than 2.
He had more than 2 points.
Folks, we are going to take just a quick break here in between the first and second quarter, and we'll be back. Potter's down 5 to Harrison Central, 20-15.
Newcastle School of Trade has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trade's East Liverpool campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. Teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-3130, or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
Libs Market Cafe and Eatery on East
State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Libs Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
Newcastle School of Trades has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trades East Liverpool Campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. Teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-3130, or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda Store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda Store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda Store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
Lib's Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Lib's Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
Is that old clunker cramping your style?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to upgrade that old beater for a two-seater? Chime in with Simon. Simon Automotive on Route 14 in Unity is your one-stop shop for a new ride at a great price. We're not your typical dealership. We're dedicated to enhancing every aspect of the customer experience, from your initial visit to long after you've purchased the car of your dreams. We're pleased to offer customers the best vehicles at the best prices. Ask us about our financing options and our 3-month window price guarantee. Call 330-426-CARS. That's 330-426-2277. Simon Automotive on the corner of Route 14 and 165, right across from Ward's Market.
Newcastle School of Trades has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trades East Liverpool Campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. Teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-3130, or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda Store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda Store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda Store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
Libs Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Libs Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
All right. We are back. We got word that we had a little technical difficulty. And I'll be honest, it might have been on my end. I might have had mute on. Possibly. I don't know. But
we'll hear quickly from head football coach Josh Ludwig was the one that pointed it out to us. So hopefully he wasn't our only listener, but maybe the only listener that had our number to text.
I always
looks like
put,
Matt Haley might be on the road tonight as well, but it could have had something to do with the commercials that kept popping in there.
Right. Well, I usually put my phone on Do Not Disturb, so if anybody was texting me, we weren't getting it. So that's probably Ludwig texted you there, and hopefully we're good to go. So Potters, battle hard in the first quarter, come back to take the lead late in the second quarter.
Up by three late in the third, late in the second quarter.
And then the
boom, boom, boom,
boom. 3-point
times three
parade went
four.
Off for Harrison Central.
So Harrison Central with 9 to 12 quick points in the last 2 minutes of the first half. Stretch it out to a 3-point lead, and here we go. We'll find out just if they can hear now, and it's all good now. Coach Ludwig says, second half, time to go.
So we're going to see Arbaugh, a cold Arbaugh, though. So,
well, he got
did he set the entire second
cold,
quarter?
He had dust on him. He sat the last 2 minutes of the first quarter and the whole second quarter. So trust me, he's going to have a hair trigger when he gets out there. He's ready to roll. So they'll go Klein, Evan Stein, Mitchell, the freshman, Hersey, the two Cadens, Arbaugh, and Dalton. And the Potters will have possession first, down three, and they're moving left to right. Down in front of Coach Conley, Torma starts the second half. O'Hara with the ball up top, heavy pressure by Stein, but he rips the ball through in a nice triple threat position, gets it to Browning.
Wow.
Browning a little out of his comfort zone. O'Hara goes to cut back door and will take a kick ball. By Caden Arbaugh is the assistant coach from Harrison Central. Comes alive.
Arbaugh, and he wants the Arbaugh on the floor got on the floor dirty. He's fired up. He's all rested.
He wants
Evan, look at this nice backdoor pass
to
Roach.
Attack, and Roach goes backdoor. A set play out of the timeout, and that's 2 points for the Potters. And there's Arbaugh. He wants to fire it. He's going to step back. He's not going to do it. He's going to check it to Jackson. Maybe should have shot it. Jackson loses it. He's out ahead of the pack. Looks like he got pushed in the back just a little bit, and it's a two-on-one with Roach back. Roach decides not to take the charge, challenges the shot, but the young Kobe Mitchell, the freshman with a left-hand diaper dandy, kisses it off the glass for two, and the Potters will attack down three again, 7-10. Block move in Potter Fieldhouse Tuesday night before the snow gets here. Roach handles the basketball with Chance Hersey right in his face. A little pick and roll with Isaiah Browning. Browning with a three-man trap. Someone's got to be open. He just does the step through, gets it to Roach. Roach, a lot of contact.
Foul.
Up and not in. No foul, as you can hear in the background. Tommy Pease wants to know where it's at. We're all looking for one, but Roach doesn't Salk. He picks up the loose ball, lays it in off the glass for two, and it's 42-41. Harrison Central Huskies. And there, they were looking for the three. They were setting up the three-point, the little fade pass, the little flare out, and throw the fade pass to the corner for the three. Nobody home. It goes into the stands. Potter's control. Down one. Look to take the lead with two or a three-point bucket with 6:30 to go. Trey Jackson across the timeline. Caden Dalton trips him. A lot of body contact. Smart play by Jackson there, feeling the contact and going down. I don't know that he went down on purpose.
Dalton's been hand-checking, hip-riding pretty much the majority of the night tonight. Oh, sooner or later, he's going to get something there, and there was a little contact.
Yeah, Dalton probably should have more than one personal foul, in my opinion, because that's his first foul. He's actually been on the ball a lot, and he plays a lot of hand-check defense, and he gets away with it. There it is again. He rides him all the way down. Gabe Roach with the spin move.
Coach Conley looking for a hold there.
Yeah, Coach Conley looking for the hold because really that's the only way number four Caden Dalton can play defense is with his hands. He doesn't move his feet real well, but it's worked so far tonight. Roach with the travel call. The Potters down one, down the possession with 6 minutes to go, and there he is. He fires one up, Dalton, from three, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net. So Harrison Central living and dying by the three-pointer tonight. The Potters push it to the other end. Torma stutter steps. Kicks it out to O'Hara. O'Hara up top. Torma cuts back door. No dice there. Jackson pulls the three. It looks good from here.
Wow.
That is good from here.
I tell you what, smooth as butter. Catch and shoot by Jackson.
A very quick trigger there by Jackson. Whatever you can do, I can do better. Jackson pours in the three-pointer and cuts it back to one. And there's Mitchell in the corner, the freshman, and he matches from the corner. And then Coach Miller with some disgust there because I was talking to him before the game asking if they were going to defend the corner three. He, with a wry smile, said, yeah, we are, but there was the corner three again as Torma attacks right to the hoop.
Nice pass.
Approach. And that's a corner three for the Potters. It's no good. O'Hara, long arms, doesn't get the rebound. Jackson with probably a smart reach-in foul there on Arbaugh.
Was going to be a layup at the other end for Harrison Central if Jackson doesn't make that foul. Even though Torma busted butt back down to the other end, it's a decent foul. Torma, good penetration and great kick out to Roach.
Yep, just didn't make the shot. That's the shot that's got to fall for the Potters to be able to come out victorious, and we'll try to get it on the next trip down the court. As Caden Dalton, number four, handles the offense up top, he orchestrates over to the corner. Arbaugh steps over, gets the ball. It's on the ground. Torma, heavy pressure, nothing doing. Stein kicks it into the middle. It's a scrum. Torma rolls it ahead to O'Hara. O'Hara gets away with a carry as he's trying to get out ahead of the pack. He had two Huskies right on his hip, and he was just looking to try to gather possession with the ball, running full speed.
It's not really a carry.
It appears that it's a carry. Referee called it a carry, so I guess it's a carry. I'll let him get away with that one. Caden Dalton kicks it to Caden Arbaugh. Arbaugh underneath the Stein, who's wide open and lays it in for two. And it's 6-point lead. Don't look now. The Huskies are up six. The Potters looking for an answer. Torma hands it off to Jackson. Jackson can't pull the trigger. He dribbles around. Roach plays the two-man game to Torma. Roach cuts. It's a good pass. Roach trying to gather the basketball. A lot of contact. Saves it over his head to Jackson. Jackson to Roach. Jackson with a head fake. There's a reach-in by number three.
Oh, that's not Dalton. That's
Chance Hersey. So Dalton and Hersey get up in your face on defense, and they're real handsy. So it's good to go ahead and put the ball on the court and attack him. As Gannon Irvine checks into the ball game, we miss that substitution. Comes in four. I don't even know who went out.
Isaiah Browning.
The inbound to O'Hara. O'Hara attacks right to the hoop. Stein all over him. Goes up, and they're both at the rim.
Late whistle.
Yeah, late whistle. He wasn't sure if he was going to call the slap or whether I'm telling you, if the bucket goes in, he probably doesn't even blow his whistle. But into the game comes Jawan Caldwell, who was hot as fire.
Assistant coach for Harrison Central said to Caldwell, do not let them get them.
I don't know what everyone's yelling about. O'Hara was the one shooting for sure. They must have called the foul on the wrong guy. They tried to give it to Mitchell for his third, which I don't disagree with. Instead, they give it to Stein. Stein was the one that was attacking the rim.
Coach wasn't happy about that. Arbaugh on the bench the whole second quarter. He didn't want to have to put him down in the third. First foul shot away here for O'Hara, and it's up and good. 50-45. Potters down 45 to Harrison Central, 4:25 to go third quarter.
So Stein with his length and his second foul comes to the bench. Maybe the Potters can counteract with a substitution with one of the big guys and try to attack back inside as O'Hara converts. 50-46, 4:25, quickly to the other end. Caden Dalton across the timeline. Almost an over and back, but Arbaugh realized where he was at, got across the court.
Good
they
luck.
Get to Mitchell inside. Mitchell with a little up and under, and he was too close for the
good
hoop.
Good pass to
Quick
Jackson.
Outlet to Jackson. Jackson up with one hand, lays it in. A little unorthodox, but chance. Caden Dalton contested it, and there it is in the middle to Mitchell.
Big block by Roach.
Gabe Roach says, take your diaper, take your dandy, and go back home. As Brennan O'Hara with his patented, he never goes straight up with the basketball, except the last time when Stein went up, and there he gave the little head fake, and he got DeJuan Caldwell way off of his feet.
Way off of his
feet. And they don't even give him 2 points. It was such a good head, two shots. It was such a good head fake. Caldwell fouled him on the way down. O'Hara was unable to even get off his feet for the shot. Irvine controls. Inbound. Jackson with a quick trigger doesn't pull it back to Irvine. The brothers are playing a little two-man game, and Jackson pulls the trigger, and it's no good. And Roach and Arbaugh battle. Arbaugh comes out ahead to Hersey. Hersey to Caldwell, the hot man in the third, in the second quarter for the Potters. Misses the shot, but everybody was just watching the paint dry, and Arbaugh slid in, picked up an offensive rebound, and an easy deuce. 52-48, Huskies, four-point lead. Again, the Potters just can't crack the lead. They're looking to do it. They did it once. O'Hara says, give me three from the corner. It's no good. The Potters have gone cold from outside a little bit. And quickly ahead is Caden Dalton, and he runs over Brennan O'Hara. And they give him the bucket and the hoop. I don't even know. I was told not to yell at the officials, and this is the exact reason why I can't yell at the officials. Brennan O'Hara was set up so long he was getting his mail delivered there.
Continuation. The official gave them continuation, which there is not continuation in high
chart.
School basketball.
So I won't say it was a bad call. It was just a call that didn't go in the Potters' favor that was very unfavorable.
You're being very good tonight, Wayne.
Brennan O'Hara was set. He was growing roots, and he took a charge, a textbook charge, and the call went the other way.
Irvine to Jackson. Go ahead, Wigan.
Good backdoor pass to O'Hara. O'Hara with a head fake. A lot of contact. Arbaugh doesn't get the third foul, but O'Hara gets the bucket. So Arbaugh down here quickly to Caldwell. Caldwell to Arbaugh. He dribble drives, goes up over top of Torma, and Torma gets mugged, and there's no call.
Foul on Arbaugh.
So there's a call on Arbaugh. So the assistant, so both coaches are not happy about the officiating at this point in the ball game, but guess what? This coach hates fouls. You get five fouls. There's still 2 minutes to go. If he sits him for 2:47 and then gets him back in, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
but if he lets him waste away again on the bench, that's kudos for the Potters for getting to the hoop.
He's not going to come back in the third quarter, I promise you that.
Logan Torma battling on the boards. Roach will control 55-50. Tyler West will give heavy pressure right at the timeline. I think Roach can take West off the dribble if he wants to. West very quick, but he doesn't have a lot of basketball sense, in my opinion. O'Hara on the post. Irvine inside.
Wow.
Stein fouls him three times, but O'Hara goes up and scores anyway. So where's a foul at that end? I don't know. O'Hara's looking for one. Conley's looking for one, but we get the bucket. It's 55-52, and Stein's in the lane. He's in the lane for like 6 seconds. It's a loose ball. We couldn't quite tie him up for the jump ball, so Stein goes up and will earn two free throws.
When Stein's on the floor, I can't tell the difference between his haircut and the basketball.
The foul will be on number four, Logan Torma, his first. Stein.
Smooth as butter there.
Real smooth. Just popped one right in. Browning will check in for Logan Torma, who picks up his personal foul. And it's 56-52. Again, 4 points. The magic number. Stein looks to stretch it to five with 2:14 to go. Third quarter, he does stretch it to five. Inbound, Roach to Browning, right back to Roach. Harrison Central retreats back. They're looking to shut down Trayshawn Jackson as number four. Caden Dalton will shadow him. Tyler West on Roach. Jackson can take Caden Dalton if he wants to. Stein will jump out. All kinds of hands. No foul call. Harrison Central fouls virtually every time the Potters drive the basketball, and there's no call. Jackson gets a no call at the other end. Then there's a travel. Then there's an over the back. There's just a lot of missed calls right now, both ends of the court, because I thought Stein actually got that rebound pretty clean
right
after a travel. So the over the back is makes the Harrison Central fans unhappy.
It's just been, well, the missed calls lead to sloppy basketball,
yeah.
And that's what we're seeing right now
yeah.
on both ends of the floor is sloppy basketball. So 57-52, Harrison Central.
So Potter basketball off the foul. They'll look to cut it to three with a two or two with a three. Vice versa, but it's late third quarter. I got to believe there's only about a minute left. Not sure who called the timeout there to slow down the pace. Probably the Potters, so they can set up shop off of a dead ball, I'm just going to assume. The Potters out of a dead ball possession are usually money in the bank.
Money in the bank. You'll get a wink and a wry smile from Coach Miller.
A wink and a wry smile from Coach Miller as he stands up.
The Potters will bring out the same lineup. Before the timeout, Jackson, Irvine, O'Hara, Roach, and Browning.
Elliott in for the Huskies. The buzzer's buzzing. The Potters are dribbling because there's no time on the clock. Now we got 1:47. The Potters will re-inbound the basketball. Irvine will inbound it to Jackson. Jackson will attack Caden Dalton right in midcourt. They're going to shove him left. They want him to go left. He does. He throws a cross-court pass to O'Hara. O'Hara attacks the lane. Roach gets ran over. Browning goes up. No call. Irvine pressure in West. West fumbles, stumbles, fumbles. And, the old coach bailing him out with a timeout.
You hate that.
Hate that rule. It teaches bad fundamental basketball when the coach can bail you out with a timeout. When I was in high school, wasn't allowed to happen. You had to call your own timeout, I think. Plus, they get like 10 of them nowadays.
Yeah, they get a lot of timeouts.
It's craziness. College basketball. Watch when March Madness rolls
Did
around.
Did you watch last night, by the way?
Pay attention to the last 3 minutes of basketball game. It takes forever. I actually watched the end of the Syracuse-Louisville game. Syracuse comes away a winner. I went away for a little bit.
Oklahoma-West Virginia is the one I'm talking about.
And I came back and I watched the second half of the Oklahoma-West Virginia game.
Trey Young, special player, 32 points. But we talked about this on the breakfast burrito this morning. You're a point guard, right? 32 points?
No assist. One assist. I was surprised because when I turned it on, it was close. West Virginia may have been up or down two. They were talking about West, and he made his pass, and they said, hey, his first assist, and I was kind of shocked. Not shocked that he had 32 points. The point guard for West Virginia looks like he's 36 years old.
He does look
but
like
a phenomenal player. He'll be an impact player in the tournament. Harrison Central attacks 57-52. I thought it was actually Potter basketball. It's not. Harrison Central controls West. To Hersey. Hersey looks to rotate it to Dalton. He doesn't. He kicks it to Elliott. Elliott, we know, wants to shoot. He shoots in his sleep. He kicks it on baseline. Roach goes up, and there's going to be a walk before the shot because Roach was given some heavy pressure. Sometimes you just got to give in and pass the basketball instead of forcing it. And I got my headset on.
And Harrison
it's
Central fans are a little
yeah.
rowdy
Harrison
back there.
Harrison Central fans, they want the same result they got the other night. They're not quite getting it here in the third quarter. The Potters look to cut it down to three. Roach attacks. A lot of contact again. Nothing doing. The tip out. And Elliott gets it out ahead. And O'Hara's back. O'Hara goes up. Gets away
wow.
with a foul there. And Irvine gets the basketball and attacks to Jackson. If Jackson pours in a
good
three,
pass
good.
To Browning inside.
Jackson, I thought, was going to pull the three-pointer. He doesn't. He calmly throws it to a cutting Browning, who's Johnny on the spot. And he kisses it in for two. And it's 57-54, 30 seconds, and let's go, Potters. Get down, slap the floor, and let's get a
steal by Irvine.
Stop.
Hit by Irvine.
Out ahead. Up, and he gets the contact.
Oh!
No call, but he does get the bucket. Oh, and then they called a nickel. The other referee just couldn't take it. Irvine goes up, gets fouled. The bucket goes in, and on the quick inbound pass, Harrison Central is looking to run the sideline fast break. There was a foul. It looks like it's going to be on Trey Sean. No?
It's on O'Hara.
It's on O'Hara.
He's going to go to the bench for the last 20 seconds of the third quarter. Torma checks in for the Potters. Potters down one.
Looking for a big defensive stand here. Get down, get dirty, and let's maybe get a quick steal and a run out with 9 seconds left. Harrison's going to hold for one. Mitchell, the diaper dandy up top. He's going to hand off to West. That's who you want the ball in their hands. He throws it to Mitchell. Mitchell pumps up a three-pointer, and it's no good.
Boy, just a little long, Wigan.
Yeah, with 9 seconds to go, it's just that generation. It's generational. When I show my age, you got 9 seconds to go, and you pump one up from 6 feet behind the three-point line. Attack the hoop. I don't understand why they just, at least get, if they look to the corner.
Somebody was there.
Yeah, one of those guys. Elliott was probably spotted up. But instead, they take the three-pointer from a good 6 feet from behind the three-point line. It's no good. So that's a good shot. The Potters forcing Harrison Central to
Renegade's
shoot a long
playing.
Three-pointer.
Playing.
Renegade's playing.
Can you hear it?
I can. Through my headphones.
Little.
One of my favorite songs of all time. I'm ready for football season. Again.
Already, huh? Already.
So what a Super Bowl. I know you guys talked about it on the burrito the last couple mornings.
Yeah, great Super Bowl.
Yeah, what a phenomenal Super Bowl. Not what I expected. I expected Philadelphia's defense to show up in spades, and Tom Brady said no to that. They drew up a great game plan. But Nick Foles.
Nick Foles decides to continue playing NFL football, he's going to get a handsome signing bonus this year for wherever he goes. I just hope for the guy's sake, I told Yokely this on the radio, don't go to Cleveland. Don't do it. You're ruining your career.
Yeah, I think Cleveland. Well, they got a new coach, new offensive coordinator, Haley, so he may have something to say about that as Dalton pumps up a three. And
wow.
I can't stand it. It is good again. Harrison Central just shoots threes. If they get in a contest where they aren't making them, they'll bow out early. But they continue to shoot them, and they continue to have success tonight as O'Hara and Jackson play two-man game. And Jackson says, whatever you can do, I can do. Not quite as good off the front of the rim. It looked good from here. That's why I said that ahead of time. But Mitchell from the first row pumps one up, and it comes up two balls short. Roach looking to get out ahead. Jackson sprinted out ahead. Instead, he's going to kick it to O'Hara. O'Hara's going to pull the reins back and slow the pace down. Kobe Mitchell, the freshman, is going to dig in on defense, and that's where I would attack. If I was Roach or O'Hara, attack Mitchell, the young freshman, and pick up maybe his third foul. So there's a good Euro step. He loses control. It looked like it was going to be a walk, but I actually think the Harrison Central defender got a piece of it. We regained it 60-58 Potters, and let's go get a stop right here so we can tie this basketball game up with 6:52 to go. A good basketball game tonight at Potter Fieldhouse. But Dalton with a wide open three. It goes in and out. Stein gets the rebound. Roach climbs the ladder for the block shot. And Owen Hill can't stand the call up in the first section. He disagrees. It looked like a lot of shots.
The young Potter fans getting into this great game tonight.
Good crowd. Good to see him involved.
Yeah, I pulled, parking pass, like we said, it's easy to get, but I pulled up the top lot.
Yeah.
But parking pass, there's a lot of people here tonight.
Yeah, I was shocked myself, especially because they weren't checking passes when I rolled in here with about 5 minutes to go in the reserve game, as the reserve won a nice game as well. So congrats to them and Coach Cade Reynolds. 61-58, second free throw again, 4 points. The Potters can't crack it. What they need is two offensive possessions with buckets and a sandwich with a defensive stop as Trayshawn Jackson looks to pull the three. Doesn't. He pulls it down. O'Hara was zigging. Jackson was zagging. Out ahead of the Packs, Arbaugh. And an easy two, and it's back to six. And quickly, the Potters out of bounds, trying to get it in quickly to Browning, and they throw it out of bounds. Coach Conley's going to call a quick timeout to slow this down.
Potter timeout, 64-58, Harrison Central. 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Yeah, it'll be Harrison Central ball, the far end.
So baseline out of bounds underneath their own hoop. Coach Reed looking dapper tonight out there, trying to get his nose in the middle of the conference. I don't.
30-second timeout, Potter.
He had already had his 30-second timeout.
Oh,
so
he's getting a minute.
That was a smart move right there because he had already drawn up his play, I believe. Oh, he's going to take his 30 now. He already had a minute.
Oh, he was already over there in the huddle.
So 4 times 30. He got himself a smart call there by Conley. The one thing they had to explain to him, though, is he thought it was a tip ball. So they're saying it wasn't tipped, so it'll be baseline out of bounds where the pass was originated from as the Potters tried to attack quickly. And here's where the Potters got to dig in their heels right now and get a defensive stance. It's 64-58. Harrison Central with 6:25 to go early fourth quarter. Last thing you want to do is let a three-pointer go in right here and get down nine
right
this deep in the basketball game, even though there's still 6 minutes to go. And there's the play. There it is to Mitchell in the corner, and he does just that. And they give up a three. I could have told you right there, Arbaugh went to one corner, Mitchell went to the other. They shot a three-pointer. It went in. They're up nine, and that's exactly how they drew it up. So Jackson's going to look to pull a three-pointer as well, and nothing doing. Heavy pressure by Mitchell on O'Hara. O'Hara dribbles to Browning. Oh, goes the other way, kicks it to Irvine. Irvine against Arbaugh to Jackson. Jackson dribble handoff to Roach. Roach creates a nice pass to Browning, who goes up and under. A nice
job by
Isaiah
Browning.
Because when he caught it, he wasn't quite ready to go, and Arbaugh was on the defense, so he took a nice move.
A
good
by
reach around. It's not a foul. It's a good steal by Jackson. And at the other end, Roach goes up, and they're going to call the block. I was getting a little dry mouth there. It was the exact same call down here with O'Hara. O'Hara was set. They called the block. It was a charge.
Here's why it's a block.
Yeah.
Way too deep.
Under the hoop there?
Way too deep under the hoop. Good call.
So under the hoop, Roach will earn the two. The free throw goes against Stein. That's Stein's fourth. And he's a force on the board as Roach doesn't convert on the free throw. With 5:43 to go, we really need to convert on free throws. So we'll hope Roach can pour this one in and cut it 67-61.
Good news to send Stein to the bench. Stein's been a force on the rebounding end for Harrison Central tonight. A lot of easy buckets for him. Browning
battles
the rebound.
He just couldn't come away with it. A bad bounce for the Potters, and Caldwell hands it off to Dalton. Dalton to Arbaugh, and he'll pump a three, and that three is nothing.
Wow.
But Drano, the bottom of the net. And it goes down good at 70-60. It's a 10-point lead, and Harrison Central finally got some shots to go. Jackson's going to take the basketball, dribble handoff to Roach. Roach with number three all over his backside, and there's no call. I was looking to see if my phone was ringing, and I look away. Gannon Irvine gets a bucket, 70-62.
Oh, my God, somebody guarding a corner.
I can't take it, but they don't guard the corner, and Chance Hersey finally... Somebody misses a three from that corner. I'm telling you, it's like deja vu all over again.
Oh, big block.
Hersey goes up and gets a block on O'Hara. Out ahead is Caldwell. Caldwell at the other end lays it in for two. And that's a big possession right there. Remember that one. The Potters are looking like they got a wide open two. And Harrison Central gets a good block and a good run out and stretches it back out to 10 points to go with 4 minutes to go. Browning with a shove in the back. Number 12 shoved him.
Honest to goodness.
Number 12 shoved Isaiah Browning in the back with two hands, and they call Isaiah Browning for the foul. How can they not see that? I can't argue with the refs. I was told not to argue with the refs. Two hands in the back. That was a football shove. I don't know who called it, but it's Harrison Central basketball. The other way, Browning's going to look to get his monies back right here, and Mitchell's going to pump up a three, and it's good. So the bat
stop the bleeding.
Yeah, the bleeding just continues. The bad three-point shooting in the first half for Harrison Central is coming out full-fledged here in the second half as the Potters look to attack, and there's a nice backdoor cut by Logan Sorma and Trayshawn Jackson with a nice dish. Harrison Central looks to attack the other end. Caldwell to Hersey. Nope, that's Caden Dalton, and he'll pump up a three. It's no good. They'll keep shooting, and they'll keep attacking.
Wow.
Number three, Hersey, goes in, gets the rebound. Looked like he was going to travel, gets bailed out with the foul call, so he's going to shoot. Two free throws. So Irvine and Arbaugh. Hey, look, Arbaugh, he did sit that long. Harrison Central has had some success, but he'll check back into the game for Isaiah Browning. With an 11-point lead now. They've stretched it to 11 with one more free throw upcoming.
Hard to stop hot shooting.
The threes have just been going in.
Ever since the end of the second quarter, they started to fall for Harrison Central.
Second free throw up and good. Tormo will take the inbound pass. He'll attack to the other end. West with a lot of body contact, no foul. up top to Jackson. Jackson to Roach. Roach looked like he was going to pull the three. Jackson will pull the three. Looks like they got a piece of it, and it'll come up short as a result. West quickly out to the other end. Roach is going to take a charge. Nope, Roach is going to reach in, and it's going to be the hoop and the harm. And that's going to put the Potters way behind the eight ball here with 3:39 to go. 78-64. They stretched it out to 14 points. As West will shoot one.
Roach in a prime spot there to take a charge.
You got to want to take a charge.
Oh, look at Arbaugh battling on the rebound for Harrison Central. It's going to be Potter basketball.
So they're going to back the defense up, Harrison Central, with a 14-point lead. Coach Conley, he's trying to go down and earn himself another tee. He's red-faced and he's pacing. Jackson lets the ball roll to half court, picks it up so the clock doesn't start, kicks it ahead to O'Hara. Jackson cuts back door. Irvine up top, looks to shoot to Jackson. Jackson, they read that
Arbaugh
pass nicely.
Arbaugh knew that was coming.
Yeah, Torman was in the post. Arbaugh just cuts down right in front of the pass and picks it off. Harrison Central probably not going to slow down the pace. They'll keep shooting the three if they can. It'll be Arbaugh and Dalton, the cadence playing catch, and he'll jump into Hersey. Hersey's in the lane, goes up. He's whining to the official for a foul. He doesn't get a call, but Torma got poked in the eye. So he's going to be down on the floor, a quick injury timeout. And the Potters will have possession as they were looking to break out there, but Torma got poked in the eye. So he'll get tended to by our trainers. The Potters will counter with a substitution. It looks like 12 Peyton Reed will check into the basketball game. So Irving will throw it into Jackson. Jackson will attack. Down 14 in need of a bad three-pointer right here if they can draw one up. O'Hara handles left side, dribble drive, top of the key, kicks it to Jackson. Jackson in front of Coach Conley doesn't pull it, kicks it to Roach. Roach with a step back, Irving in the post. Jackson and Roach just a little bit of bad spacing. Irving will pull the pull-up jump shot. It's no good. It's tipped out. Irving attacks, no good. Out of heads Arbaugh. O'Hara will go to the other end. Arbaugh, good body control.
Great body control by Arbaugh.
Keeps the ball away from the defender, and that's a 16-point lead for the Potters, and unless they got a magic wand that they're going to pull out of the bag right now, the Potters are in trouble with 2:27 to go, down 16, and here's the wand. There it is. Jackson doesn't pull it, though. That's when you really need him to pull it. Roach with a spinorama into the lane. The floater no good in 2 minutes. Harrison Central can just slow the pace down and take the air out of this basketball.
I don't know if they can slow the pace down.
The coach said slow down, but I don't believe Dalton knows how to slow down. In a close game, that could cost him, but in this game, it might not. Jackson with a rainbow three. It's long off the backside. And Coach Conley is attacking Trayshawn Jackson for an ill-advised shot, or he wanted a timeout before the shot. I'm not sure.
I think he wanted a timeout before the shot.
We'll have to get clarification from that later. He really wanted that possession down 16. But Jackson saw the three, took
the
three.
Boy, it just came unraveled here in the fourth quarter, didn't it?
It did. It in the blink of an eye, it can happen against these guys, the way they pour them in.
Right.
And like you said, they don't slow it down.
First half, they were cold pretty much the whole first half. Last 2 minutes of the second quarter, they started to fire. Everything was falling. And then here we go.
They just
in the fourth quarter, once again, they're hot. 80-64, Harrison Central. It'll be Harrison Central ball out of the Potter timeout. Peyton Reed checks into the game.
So Reed, Jackson, Irvine, Roach, and the airport. The airport quiet in the second half.
Yeah.
I would like to see him attack the hoop just a little bit more with his length and continue to get the Harrison Central players into foul trouble, but it just didn't happen. They were able to dodge it. Some of the role players were able to make threes. They were able to stretch this lead out to 16 with just a minute 50 to go, and the Potters are looking to trap. In half court is Roach, Jackson, and Torma up top. Hersey underneath to Mitchell. Mitchell kicks it out to Dalton. Dalton in the middle to Arbaugh. Arbaugh loses it. Jackson on the run out has Roach ahead of him and four Huskies chasing him. Reed in rhythm, doesn't shoot the three, kicks it to Irvine. Irvine to O'Hara. He will put it up. No, he won't because he couldn't quite get it off quick enough. There was a hold. If they would have called that hold all night long, West might have been out of the game a little earlier because they play so much defense with their hands. If they get an officiating crew that's a tight caller,
yeah,
they're going to run into a little bit of trouble. But tonight,
Harrison Central, very handsy. And we've seen a few teams this year.
Oakland.
Very handsy.
Very handsy
and
over
it is,
there.
You're right. It's all about, you know, how the officials want to call the game that night.
All depends. Just like the NFL, just like college basketball, you've got to find out early in the basketball game how they're going to call a game and then call that game. But if they get into the playoffs and they get an officiating crew that calls those hand checks, they're going to have to use all 13 guys on their bench because they could all foul out of the basketball game.
O'Hara makes two of the foul shots, and it's 80-66 Potter, or 80-66 Harrison Central.
Yeah, Stein with four will check back in to the bench. Comes West. West with a lot of energy for the Harrison Central Huskies. It's 14 points with a minute 29 to go. They'll inbound, and they'll have to go the length of the court for two. Irvine, the lone man back with Hersey. And Dalton's attacking. It's one-on-one. Irvine grabs him early. It's just a regular foul, and Peyton Arbaugh overreacts to just a normal foul, comes down and gets in his face. Irvine, just with a smart foul, he wanted it to be on the floor. I know he didn't, you know, it's going to be two fouls anyway, but or two shots. Is there going to be in a double bonus with 10 team fouls? But Irvine, with a smart play as a sophomore, ties him up and doesn't let him get the shot off, but he's going to get two shots. That's actually going to get one-on-one with 19 fouls on the Potters, so it's 80-66.
All Harrison Central. Kobe Mitchell. Wegan. The freshman, right?
Yeah.
Very quiet 18 points.
Quiet 18 points.
Yeah, very. How's that possible? Well, how do you have a quiet 18?
Yeah, it was quiet. Yeah, I know he had two threes. He made a couple free throws, and then I believe... No, he hit a third three this week down here
corner,
in the corner.
Yes,
so there's nine. Then I know he went to the free throw line a couple times, like I said, and then he had a couple of those easy layups.
You're right. When, they're going to be fun to follow them in the state playoff because at any given night they could beat anybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The one thing they can do is if they run up against a team with a couple big guys, they can stretch them out because they have some stretch five guys that can come out. Stein will step out. Caldwell stepped out tonight, fired up some threes as well. Their nemesis will be the Cold Knight.
Yeah.
A Cold Knight and a team that wants to slow it down on them. Potters did try to get out and run a little bit tonight. It worked at times, and then it worked against us a few instances when the wheels started to fall off as the first three throws up. It is good by Caden Dalton. So Dalton and Caldwell, complete non-factors in the first game, showed up tonight for Harrison Central. So good for them. They've got guys that can show up each night because it was the Arbaugh Mitchell show Saturday against the Potters. As he does miss that free throw with a minute 23. Roach to Jackson. Jackson can't pull the quick trigger. Dribble handoff to Roach. Coaching staff yells out no threes. Reed spotted up. He'll take a three. It's going to be short, though. And that'll say Potter basketball is number four.
Good job by O'Hara on the backside of that rebound from Dalton.
Caden Dalton can't quite get the handle on the basketball, loses it out of bounds.
Everybody take a step to your right.
Irvine will put up a three. He doesn't put up a three because he knows his role, but he will. Nope. He's going to step in, and he just doesn't. He kicks it to Jackson. Jackson puts it right back to him. He gives it to Roach. Roach fires one up. Doesn't quite get there. Comes up short. It goes out of bounds. Right to the right of the Potter cheerleaders. We haven't had a lot to cheer about in the second half.
No, it's been a quiet second half for the Potters.
Too. The fans started to get riled up as the Potters got back in the basketball game as Caden Dalton pulls it out, and they're just going to bleed 50 seconds off this clock. The Potters are going to go ahead and foul and give Dalton a chance to pat his stats here with a few free throws as it's 81-66.
Potter scoring tonight. Roach leads all scorers with 18. Jackson with 13. I'm sorry, Jackson with 12, O'Hara with 13. 81-66. It's all over but the final horn now.
All over but the shout. And they're going to be by the Harrison Central fans tonight as they get on the bus and make a long
drive down
home. Before the snow comes, I guess we're getting some snow overnight.
Yeah, it started out my kids 2 to 3, and then it went 3 to 5, now it's 5 to 8.
My kids made plans for no school, so they're back on a snow day.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely going to be school tomorrow.
The way it's been this year, I agree with them. I watched the weather report. I was hoping it would snow a little bit longer in the day because we don't. Do we have any Potter games tomorrow night, Wednesday or Thursday night?
Nope.
No Potter games.
Not until Friday's homecoming night, senior night,
Friday
all
night.
The same. All on the same night.
Who do
It'll
we
be
got?
Oak Glen Bears.
Okay, a little revenge game for the Potters. Looking for a little better turnout than we got across the river. Coach Conley, as the Potters get a bucket, pull it to 12, calls a timeout. It's a spite timeout. I feel like it's a spite timeout. I don't know if spiting what. But he could have just let the clock run out there. Instead, the quick two, the timeout. Miracles can happen.
Well, it's a good situation to work on
yep.
end of the game scenarios. You know, playoff time's coming up. You never know
yep.
what kind of situation you're going
to
be
situation
in.
Situation
so.
Here, make a bucket, call a timeout, act like you're down two, try to get a steal, see if you can get the win. So a virtual three-pointer gets a win, a two-point ties it up. Who knows?
You never know.
Always learning sessions for the players.
Especially a young team. Young Potter team.
So the Potters will stay in the full court press. And like you said, 1, 2, 3 sophomores on the court, along with the junior.
Two
juniors, Reed and Roach.
I'm sitting here yawning.
Oh,
you're yawning,
yawn.
Too. It's contagious. They say it's contagious. I'm tired.
So there's the quick two-pass press breaker by Harrison Central. Mitchell Hersey. Hersey to Stein. Stein controls 17-16-15. They're going to let it bleed off.
Oh, Dalton. I thought Dalton was going to pull that three-pointer.
I thought Dalton was going to pump up a three-pointer. Mitchell will handle up top. Roach will let him dribble out the clock. The Potters will line up and shake hands as they drop a tough one, 82-70, because for three-quarters of the basketball game, the Potters were in the game. And then the three-point shooting prevailed for the Harrison Central Huskies as they pulled away, and that's the difference, those four three-pointers. 12-point is the margin. Harrison Central going to be a tough out in the playoffs if they shoot like that every night.
Yeah, impressive. And they weren't that on tonight, but they had some runs. Like we said, at the end of the second, all the way through the fourth, they got on some hot streaks. And
yeah, we saw, looking as they're going through the line, again, Nick Woodyard, nothing doing. Nick Woodyard not in the game. Don't know if that would have been a factor. They're giving a little FaceTime to their coach who had outpatient surgery today. So they'll give him a little shout-out towards the end of the game there. No real deal with Timmy Neal, not even a minute.
No.
Didn't get his
no.
warm-up.
And played very well in the reserve
tonight.
Game tonight. Timmy Neal did all the way to the wire.
So we'll be back here Friday for homecoming?
Homecoming and senior night.
Boy.
So it'll be an extended halftime. That's a big rivalry game. We might have that for you on Facebook Live. We might be the game of the night. Who knows? But other than that, we're out of here. Potters fall by 12 to Harrison Central in a hard-fought game. And we're like Anson said, we're back in action Friday night against the Oak Glen Bears. For Anson Wiggin, I'm Tommy Pease. We're out of here. Have a good night.
This broadcast is copyrighted by YSN for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this telecast, broadcast, or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of this game without YSN's consent is prohibited.
You have been kicked.